Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast.
That's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seed, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad atter, bad say, bad law, bad do, bad bread, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Palace, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves to turn on the fireplace and smoke a fatty of the lemon cheese hybrid in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do. All my friends come around, fight to fight to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, but the best is tied to tatted, my brain splattered all over Manhattan. Totally rock and roll, but I like it. Yes, I do, but I like it. Yeah, yeah. Hey, what's good? I'm Pharrell, along with your boy Carver High this afternoon. Mafia running it with Hayden Fry at LTN in Kansas City. Mo, the prime minister talking about snow in Toronto today. They're just not having it. The Washington Commanders beat the Eagles last night, 32-31, with the sweet 11-point cover. Yeah. We got a Robinson TD. We got Rivera. We got Don't Call Me Joe Satriani. Dallas Goedert to miss extended time with a shoulder injury, but not before he rang the bell. We don't care what happens to them once they make us money. I just wanted to say that. A.J. Brown says at least no more undefeated talk. You got that right, brother. Philly and Indy this week. Shaq Leonard done for the year with a back surgery. He never really played this year at all. We got the current playoff picture. Aaron Rodgers admits frustration with Guy Lafleur, his play calling in Green Bay. Yeah, he's got a problem with it, all right. You see him on Sunday on the sideline dropping F-bombs in his face and calling him names? Talk about who runs the roost. Aaron Rodgers is the head coach of the Packers, not the genius little boy. Matt McCarthy, Mike, on a disappointing loss to Green Bay. We'll get into that. Matt Eberflus continues to be thrilled with Justin Fields. Art Smith not having any quarterback change talk. We'll hear from him. Chicago and Atlanta, San Fran and Arizona. We got Kingsbury on the show. Carolina's in Baltimore. We got Wilkes on the show. Detroit's at the Giants. Dan Campbell on the show. Cup's going to have surgery on his ankle. He's going on IR. Dennis Allen says Winston's still not 100% healthy. Rams and Saints in New Orleans. A major snowstorm expected to hit Buffalo this weekend. The total in the Bills-Browns game drops from 47 to 43. Tua's MVP odds jump up past Josh Allen now. We got your NFL betting update. We got best teams against the spread, worst teams, best over, best unders. Odds win the AFC and NFC. NFL underdogs winning so far. We'll show you the numbers. Bill Belichick wants the rule change so coaches can always challenge plays. Will Raiders bring back Derek Carr if McDaniels stays? I really don't think he's going anywhere, to be honest with you. OBJ sues Nike, says the company owes him $20 million in an endorsement deal. Heat beat the Suns. We got the Heat stopping Book twice in the final seconds to win it. Celtics Thunder was a great game. Raptors beat the Pistons by 4. They didn't cover. Hornets beat the Magic in Orlando. Clippers beat the Rockets easy and covered. Hawks over the Bucks in Milwaukee, 121-106. Budenholzer says Giannis has a mild ankle sprain. The Warriors finally did it. Carver High almost hit that one on the number. Didn't he say 135.95? It was 132.95. That's a great call. Knicks road trip starts tonight. Utah, they have one win there since 14. Denver, one win there since 16. Golden State, Phoenix, OKC. They just put 145 on the Knicks. We welcome all of our radio affiliates. Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA. Good to have you with us on a Tuesday, coast to coast. We got tonight's game, five of them to dig into, plus the lion's share. We'll get into college football and all the big games this weekend around the country, ranked or otherwise. Matt Perrault joins us from Bostonian in the book. You catch him on Midnight's East on Sports Grid with Dave Sharapan. Those guys are freaks. We got Matt on the show today. Plus, today in Carver High History, we'll do that. We got match-in games tonight. Odds win the national title, the Heisman. Houston beat Oral Roberts, 83-45. I had Baylor big last night, laying 28. They covered against Northern Colorado. Northwestern State upset TCU. Texas Tech beat Louisiana Tech. They didn't cover. Creighton over Holy Cross. I don't think they covered. I think it closed at 30, and I think they won by 29 or something like that. Illinois beat Monmouth. I laid the 24.5 there. Cover. Troy beat Florida State. The Seminoles are awful this year so far in college basketball. 0-3 with losses to Stetson, UCF, and Troy. Penn State beat Butler. Tonight's games, you got the Champions Classic in Indianapolis. Good ones. Kentucky and Michigan State and Duke, Kansas. How's that for an evening of college rack? Islanders covered for me yesterday, -120 in Ottawa. They beat them 4-2. Flames over the Kings. I told you, Kings plus the goal and a half, 6-5. They lose. Canes over the Blackhawks, hit that. Hit the Blues with the goal and a half against the Avs. It's a rivalry game. Blues beat them 3-2. Tonight, a bevy of games, including Matt Murray going back to Pittsburgh with Toronto. I think he's in goal for the Leafs against the Penguins at PPG. All kinds of good games tonight in the NHL. We'll be all over all of them. Julio Rodriguez wins the AL Rookie of the Year. Michael Harris II gets the NL Rookie of the Year. Astros allegedly targeting Anthony Rizzo. Canelo targets a May return. He wants to fight Bivol again, who beat him. Rory says, get rid of the shark, and then we'll talk. Coach Young will join us to talk NBA and college rack. We got a lot going on. World Cup talk and more. All of it. You might need a freshie for this one. It's Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Make sure you join us next Monday for a special coast-to-coast four-hour edition as we extend the show up an hour and go crazy with the U.S.'s first game in the World Cup against Wales in Qatar. That's 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 to 3 West Coast on November 21st. That's next Monday, the 21st. It's a coast-to-coast World Cup special. Carver High and I will be together again in the Pirelladel Sports Grid plush spanking new studios down the Jersey show. So we're going to go cause trouble and watch and gamble heavily on World Cup soccer, Carver High. I know you're excited. Not as excited as I was last night watching my Commanders plus 11 come through easily. That was just beautiful.
It was beautiful, that's for sure. Not only did the Commanders come through with a cover, Scotty, they beat the Eagles outright, giving them their first loss of the season. 32-21 was the final. I honestly thought a great game plan by Washington last night. Keep away, run the football, just kept moving the chains. They ran like 50-plus plays in the first half. And then in the second half, defense, opportunistic, turnovers by the Eagles. Brian Robinson had one of the touchdowns for Washington, Scotty. Here it is, ESPN.
Here he is again. He just won't go down. Touchdown. What an effort by Brian Robinson Jr. And that is just a sheer strength.
Look, I don't know how many prop bets we hit last night other than, you know, all of them. What didn't we hit? I mean, we hit this guy scoring. We hit Goddard. We hit the under with Hurts. I mean, we were on everything. What? I mean, literally everything. You tell me. I don't know the damage, but I know it was a lot.
Yeah, we had a pretty good night. McLaurin went way over his number. Several things were in in for us in this game. A couple of touchdown passes, too, for Hurts, which we just missed. We had the one. That was for the one-game parlay. We just missed hitting that one. But a very good night for us all around, Scotty, of course. Let's hear from Ron Rivera next. Proud of his team. 500 now, Scotty. Still in the mix. Here he is.
You feel like you're right. You know what I'm saying? And in a situation like this, you know, I've always, you know, felt that we've got the kind of guys in that locker room that can do things, and we're starting to see it come together.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. The four-legger, we got three of the four. Did we get our $25 back?
I believe it was actually two of the four because we didn't get the – we did not get the Sanders – 75-plus yards in there. And McLaurin, yeah. And we didn't get the touchdown from McLaurin. So two out of four. So we'll continue to hit the pavement with that one-game parlay and try to nail one of these here.
We hit a lot of other stuff. Weekers.
We hit a lot of other stuff, no question about that. Before I move on to the Eagles, I just want to ask you this about Washington since they're 5-5 now. They say that Wentz is like a week or two away. You're going to play Wentz over the way this kid Heineke's played the last few weeks? You're going to switch quarterbacks the way they started winning games?
No, I'm not changing anything at all. They are winning. They're playing tough. Even when they lose, they're in the games. They have every chance in the world. Like, they blew that game against Minnesota. They were up, and they had it won. He threw the pick, and that was the end of them. So, you know, Vikings stole that one in D.C. at the dump. So I think you leave everything the way it is. What about you? Like, I'm not changing a thing. Carson Wentz is bad luck.
Yeah, I wouldn't play him. I think that ice-cold Heineke Light has been really good. Since you could see the difference in the team since he has started, he took over and Wentz got hurt. It sucks for Wentz, but it's not like he hasn't had opportunities. He wasn't good when he got hurt. It's unfortunate he got hurt, but he wasn't good before that. And this guy took the job from him. That's the way that it goes. Eagles lose their first game. Here's Sirianni. Yeah, give Washington credit, but we did a lot of this to ourselves. He's right. Here's Sirianni.
Yeah, I give them a lot of credit. I think that's a good football team. I have a lot of respect for Coach Rivera, and so I don't ever like to say, you know, we lost it. You know, they played well.
They beat you,
but we know that we made mistakes, right? We made uncharacteristic mistakes, and it's a both and. Like, you're not pleased with, you know, I'll give them all the credit, but know that we didn't play our type of game. We made mistakes. We had penalties. We had uncharacteristic fumbles. We threw an interception.
You know what? Here's the deal. I think the Vikings are better than them anyway. I think the Vikings will get the top seed. I think they're a better football team. They're certainly more exciting. And I never once thought for 1 minute, you heard me 1,000 times say that I don't buy them to go undefeated. They won't even come close. So it was just a matter of time before they got beat. I like the Commanders. I took the points. I hit the bet. I don't believe in them as much as everybody else does, that they're so fabulous. They didn't look like they could stop the run last night. And, you know, Slay, who's always highly regarded, there's no doubt he can shut you down, but he was PI all night. I mean, he was interfering all night with McLaurin, and them were just a problem for the Eagles. So I've heard about Bradbury. I've heard about how great they are. They're unbeatable, all this other nonsense. Listen, I am telling you, the 49ers and the Vikings are both better than the Eagles. And everyone in Philly better get used to it, because it's not going to end very nicely in Philly. They're not winning the Super Bowl.
There was one player on the team who was happy that they don't have to listen to the 17-0 talk anymore. That would be A.J. Brown, Scotty, who wasn't there last night. One catch for 7 yards. Here's Brown. Says, I'm glad we don't have to listen to this anymore.
Me personally, of course I want to win, but not all this 17-0. Over with, like, you know, now it's not, now we're gonna wake up, and how you gonna respond, you know, man? It's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? This is a game that we love to play.
It's all
and
good.
Sometimes you get hit in the mouth, and then what, how you respond, man? It just
it's all good.
It comes with it, you know what I'm saying?
I think he's right. And I thought he was done last night when I saw him limping over to the sideline.
Yeah,
I was feeling really good about my money at that point. When I saw that guy dragging his leg over to the sideline, I was like sitting there watching a game with my son, and I'm like, I'm going to make some money tonight. I'm making some money.
Yeah, he was a non-factor last night. You could tell when he limped off very early in that game that there wasn't going to be much of him. Eagles, Scotty, will be in Indianapolis next week. I just wanted to give you this because this shows you how much things swing. I think yesterday morning when this was kind of floating around, it was in like the 9.5 range. 6.5 after the Eagles lose. So Eagles minus 6.5 in Indy, the Jeff Saturdays, after their big win in Vegas this week. Different game with Ryan at quarterback.
Yeah, I think it is a different game with Matt Ryan, and they should have never taken him out, in my opinion. I don't think he's great, but I think he's, on the penthouse floor when it comes to comparing him to Sam Ehlinger, who's in the basement, with a bucket of water. He's awful. So that guy is not an NFL quarterback, nor will he ever be one. He's awful. I don't care what anybody says. I'm done with all this scouts and all these other geniuses. All you have to do is watch him. He sucks. And Matt Ryan does not suck. People say he's finished. He's not finished. He can still play. And he went out and won in Vegas. I'll tell you what. I think the Eagles are a better football team all around than the Colts.
Yes. I agree with you. I agree with you. We'll come back. We got a lot more to do NFL-wise.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, how do things stack up right now in terms of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel for the playoffs?
Yeah, we still got a little bit of a ways to go. There's 8 weeks left now as we head into week 11 in the NFL, but it's never too early to go and take a peek. Here is what the playoff picture would be if the season ended today, Scotty. Kansas City and the Eagles would be the one seeds getting the bye in both of their conferences. The Jets would play Baltimore. Bills would play the Titans. New England would play Miami in the AFC. Giants, Bucks, Cowboys, Seahawks, Niners, Vikings would be the matchup. Wow, a first-round matchup, Niners-Vikings, Scotty. That would be spicy.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. I think the Vikings will end up with the number one seed. I just think they're all around a better football team, and I think they're going to win more games, and that's what it boils down to. Whoever wins the most games is getting that number one seed. And I don't see them changing anything they're doing week to week. I read something today that I thought was hilarious. They talked about all this nonsense of, all of their games have been, one-score games. Like, who gives a rat's ass? You win the game. If you win, you win. I don't care if you win by 2, 3, 4, 7, 10, 20, 30. Bottom line is this. They don't count games in the NFL based on how close the game is. But in the bettors' world, everything's within the number, isn't it, in the NFL? If it's 3 and a hook, if it's 2 and a hook, if it's 1 and a hook, if it's 6 and a hook, everything's right on the money in the betting world. But in the real world, which is not what we're in, the real world is wins and losses in the NFL, and they're going to have more wins. I don't care what you win by. There's not one coach in the NFL that will talk about, man, we're so glad we won that game by 3. You've never heard it before in your life. All they want to do is win. And you've heard them talk before about winning ugly, winning pretty, whatever, style points, my ass. I mean, honestly, it's about winning. Win the game.
Look, there is still a lifetime left in this season. That board that you just looked at is going to look a lot different.
Yep.
5, 6, 7, and 8 weeks from now. Teams are going to go into lulls. Bills are in one now. Eagles finally lost. Vikings aren't going to win every single game the rest of the year either. every team's going to have a little bit of a slip at some point, and we'll see where the board lands once we get to the end of the road. The Packers, off that win against the Cowboys, Scotty, they will play Thursday night at home against Tennessee. That will be our first matchup in week number 11. Rodgers admitted yesterday to frustration with Matt LaFleur's play calling at the end of regulation. He's the coach, Scotty. He should just tell him, he should just call his own plays, right? Isn't he the coach anyway, Rodgers? He shouldn't be worried about what Matt LaFleur does. They are laying 3 Thursday night against Tennessee right now.
They're laying 3?
They are laying 3 right now, Thursday night against Tennessee.
And that game's where?
That game is in Lambeau. Lambeau.
Oh, well, there you go. That's why they're favorite. Listen, all I know is that if I'm the head coach of the Green Bay Packers and I got this guy on national television cussing me out on the sideline, it is a real bad look for my career. I mean, I'm the head coach and this guy is just spitting right in my face, cussing me out, dropping F-bombs, basically making him look like an idiot. No one can deny that that's exactly what happened on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers runs the Packers. Matt LaFleur has absolutely no juice whatsoever. I told you before, I don't know how many times I got to say this. That talk about that guy being a genius is vomit. That's what it is. It's just warm vomit. He is the genius of nothing. He doesn't even run the team. Aaron Rodgers runs the team, and Aaron Rodgers dropped so many bombs in that guy's face and told him what he thought of his stupid moves right in front of everyone. Like, I was like, oh my God, look at this guy just pouring salt on the wound. Like, no one respects him anyway. I don't believe for 1 minute those players respect him. He's a little boy.
Nope. Of course, they coming off a win over the Cowboys. Cowboys have a tough one again in Minnesota this week, Scotty. Here is Mike McCarthy. Sounds to me he's still not over the disappointing loss in Green Bay where he used to be the head coach. Here's Mike.
We talked about, you know, putting games away. I think just like anything, you know, that's why we named Fridays, you know, fast start, fewer is finished, because, you know, so much about the game of football. I mean, the start and the finish, we always treat it as a situation. So you got the ebb and flow of the rest of the game. So, yeah, I mean, there's a number of opportunities. You wish you had some better execution. But, yeah, it's, they were driving there at the end of the third, into the fours for the score. But, yeah, it's a very disappointing loss.
Listen, here's what I noticed in that game is that he was ready to punch the ref in the skull that was standing next to him on the sideline. He was going to haul off and punch him right in the mouth because he was literally telling him how bad he sucks monkey balls with his friends out on that field making crappy calls. The entire second half was nothing but Green Bay calls. They gave him every single flag. And I thought the refs took the game from Dallas. They were up 28-14. They never got a call the rest of the game. And Green Bay just kept getting flags and calls. And it just was unbelievable to me. Are you kidding me that you didn't notice that, Mike? That you didn't see Green Bay getting every call in that second half? They got every single G-damn call in the game. And I thought the reason that they won was because of the refs. I thought the refs let the game get out of control. I thought, I don't know how many times I got to say this. The third down overtime pass to CeeDee Lamb, I mean, he got gang raped in a PI. I mean, that was a PI. If there is such a thing as a PI in the NFL, that was the definition of it. The guy tackled him before the ball even got within a yard and a half of him. He was down on the ground getting mud out of his face. It was a terrible job by the refs in Green Bay. I have no bones in this at all. I can't stand either one of them. But I'm telling you, Mike McCarthy doesn't think they lost that game. He thinks they got that game jobbed from them by the refs, and so do I.
Bad day for the officials on Sunday, just like every other Sunday. A bad day for the officials. How about this? Cowboys now go to Minnesota this week. Vikings are 8-1. Good win over the Bills. Cowboys -1 is your line here on a Tuesday. Cowboys favored in Minneapolis against the Vikings.
That's insanity. If you ask me, I think the Green Bay loss rolls into another one. They're gonna lose this one too.
I could see
they don't
it.
Lose at home.
I could.
They're good. Yeah, and you know what's funny?
Yeah.
How no one thinks the Vikings are good. You know what? You should call the Bills. Ask them how it's going for everybody when they play the Vikings. Say, what do you think of the Vikings? You think they're any good? What do you think Josh Allen's going to say? I mean, honestly, they are better than the Dallas Cowboys, too. I think the Cowboys are a playoff team without a doubt. I'm going to put Tennessee in there, too. Teams that, Carver High said it best. Everything's going to change between now and 8 weeks from now. And I think that two things that won't change are the Cowboys and the Titans both get in. All I need to know is they got the best defense. They got a great running back. That's all I need to know. The guy runs over people and they stop people. And the Cowboys have a great defense. They got a good running back. They got a good quarterback. He's not great. He's good. I think he's a good quarterback. You can't deny he's good. I don't think he's great. I think all this talk about this guy being great is just absolutely people tripping. I mean, when you're great, you don't throw two picks every game, okay? When you're great, you don't do that. When you're great, you might throw one pick, and it was probably deflected, or someone dropped the ball, and it flew through his hands, and someone caught it on the other side. So you see tip picks all the time. Great quarterbacks don't throw two regularly. And I don't think Josh Allen is bad. I just think he's in a bad state of flux right now where he's had a couple of bad games with some bad picks and some red zone picks and some, turnover fumble at the one. So now everyone thinks he sucks. Believe me, you, that brother don't suck. He's awesome. So the cream will rise to the top. Buffalo's still going to the playoffs. So's Minnie. So's Dallas. So's Tennessee. And that's all there is to it. Eagles are going, and they're going to lose.
The Bears think that they finally have something in their quarterback. Justin Fields has been better the last few weeks, aside from that throw to Akuda on Sunday, Scotty. Aside from that one, Justin Fields has been pretty good. Here's Eberflus, continues to be thrilled with the development of his quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's appealing, when you're looking at different types of places to go, you take spots for that reason. And the number one spot you look at is quarterback. And you study and look at that, and I love what I saw. And I'm loving what I'm seeing even more since I've been here for this amount of time.
Listen, I think that he's really on the rise. I think there's no denying his skills and talent and athletic ability. I think his thing that stands out to me the most when I watch the kid play is his ability to escape problems. He's in trouble. He's going down. He breaks free and gets away like no one's business. He's like a version of Fran Tarkington, if you ask me. When this guy scrambles, good luck getting him down. I think he's so strong in his hips and legs and powerful down below that he's hard to bring down. I think he's a little bit of a dumbass when he throws the ball sometimes. That pass to Akuda's the worst play I've seen in 10 years.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, they're doing big things at BetMGM. You heard our guy yesterday telling us that our boy that works there is like going to big games, hosting all these heavies and all these big sharps, and there's just so much action going on at BetMGM. How about this action, though? This is the kind of action I like getting in on, placing a one-game parlay on any NBA game up to $25 risk-free. I mean, that is crazy. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. $1,000 risk-free first bets for new NBA customers. $25 risk-free first basket. I mean, it is all happening. And then Carver High and I are still waiting on our robes. I just wanted to say that to everyone out there.
Need those big ticket robes.
2XLs for both of us. We're big boys.
Those things are sweet.
And then can you give us the ones with the big pockets so that Carver High and I can have, like, beer holders?
Yeah, you gotta be able to put the beer in one hand, you know, the chips in the other.
Right.
That's the way it's got to go. That's how you rock. We heard from Eberflus before the break. The Bears facing the Falcons this week, Scotty. The Falcons don't have a quarterback controversy, although they should. Their current quarterback stinks. Arthur Smith says, there is no quarterback controversy here. You guys are making it up.
That was never a situation, ever. I don't know where that those are. And, I mean, you understand why the questions get asked. You lose two games in 5 days, and, I you know, everybody wants to panic. We're right in the middle of it, not where we want to be, but the reality is you're right in the middle of a playoff race with a conference opponent coming in here and a game we need to win.
You know, I really don't understand what the hair is in this guy's took us for just doing interviews. He's so mad all the time, like for no reason. Like, no one even cares about your football team, bro. You act like you're like some Super Bowl champ and people are like sticking 50 mics in your face. What do they got down there at the Atlanta Falcons media press room? About three people? Like, why are you so mad all the time? Like, that guy is just, he's the Grinch. This guy, Art Smith, or whatever the F his name is. Like, you don't even matter, dude. Cheer up there, holiday boy. Honestly, what's your problem?
Falcons -3 against the Bears on Sunday in Atlanta, hosting the Bears this week.
Look, I got to tell you, man, I think the Bears are playing better football than the Falcons. I mean, they are scoring. They're running the ball. Their quarterback's going off. He's running the ball down people's throat. I mean, $178. What do you have this time? $147. The guy's a freak. And I think the Falcons are relatively stale. Maybe we can get a comment from the Fresh Prince there, Mr. Smith, Mr. Happy.
I don't think you're going to get a comment from
Mr. Sunshine.
Him. You're not going to get a comment from him. He's tough,
man. What a jerk.
He's a tough egg to crack, that's for sure. Arizona got a win this week with no Kyler Murray in the lineup. It was Colt McCoy, Scotty, who's 3-1 actually starting for Murray the last couple of years. Kingsbury says, give me Colt McCoy again because he's not bringing Murray back unless he's completely healthy. Here's Cliff.
Yeah, we had a feeling it would probably be Colt. Just because, like I said, I want Kyler to be able to be 100% and really take off. In the last game, he wasn't able to really separate like he can when he gets in those open spaces, and that's a big weapon for him.
Listen, going back to the other thing, because no one cares what Cliff thinks, and their season's over. So my point is this. When you get a job as a head coach in the NFL, what moron doesn't realize that it's the most popular sport in the world and that it's covered by the media like mosquitoes on sweat? I mean, honestly, like, what media outfit doesn't cover the NFL? And you know when you get that job that you're going to be in front of mics every single day of the week and you're going to have media pressure and media, you know, scrutiny and everything else every day, knowing that you have to do that. When you want to be a head coach in the NFL, you know it's of certainty that you're going to have to deal with it. And yet you still spend the entire time that you're a head coach, albeit short-lived because Art won't be around long. But Art, you're such a D. It really bothers me. Like, you know, even Cliff knows. Everyone knows that you have to do this. You have to answer the bell. And then how about now in like baseball, in the middle of a game, they're interviewing the manager. In the middle of a playoff World Series game, they're interviewing Dusty Baker in the middle of the game. They're interviewing players in the middle of a game. In the NBA, they're interviewing coaches in the middle of the game. And college football, they're interviewing coaches at halftime. And they're always asshats. Every one of them, when they come off the field, they're just a jerk. Meanwhile, without television, none of them would be making any money. None of them would have the fancy mansion they're living in and their wives all are diamonds and everything else. If you're not making that 10, 15 million a year as a coach in the NFL, it's amazing to me how the guy comes across like it's such a pain in his ass to have to go answer questions about his football team. You know what, dude? You should go back to working at the Home Depot or something. I'm sure Arthur can get you a job working in aisle 12. Have you ever seen anyone more miserable, Mike, in your life than that guy who's a head coach in the National Football League? I'd go out there and make fun of the media is what I would do. I'd start having fun with them and joking around. But that guy comes across like he is the most miserable person on the face of the earth. I hate him forever.
He really does come across as the most miserable person in the world.
Just like, a jerk.
I know we've had some doozies the last couple years of guys who don't want to talk to the media or grow. Like, he is just really bothered the entire time he is up there at the podium. It just doesn't
find another job.
Better
you'll never
this
last.
Year. Yeah, it's
you'll never
it's
last
amazing.
In the NFL with this no. act where you're against. It's me against the media. You know what? That is a crash course every time.
Yeah.
It is a crash landing every time. You have to learn how to manipulate the media, like the way Parcells did. He hated it, but he controlled it. But this guy doesn't have control. He just comes across as a loser.
No. And that, yeah. And then it just.
Don't
it
even
just
tell me I'm wrong.
It just makes the tension in the room get even higher because he.
And they're not good enough.
Such a,
they're no, not that good.
That's part of it, too. You know, they've been obviously a little better this year than last year, but
they're not
still,
good.
They're not a good football team.
They're not going to the playoffs.
No, they're not going to the playoffs. The Bucs are going to win the division. I did want to let you know that Arizona game is in Mexico City on Monday night against the 49ers. Niners and Cardinals are in Mexico City.
I hope they don't stay in an Airbnb with carbon monoxide poisoning. I mean, you know what I mean? All the people going down there on vacation ending up in a body bag. I'm just saying.
Well, they also got to make sure they don't stop for the pregame meal at Canelo's Steakhouse. I know Canelo's had some problems down there in the
steroids.
Past with the steak. So they got to watch themselves this week in Mexico City. The Panthers are going back to Baker.
Don't forget the cartels, Mike. Be careful.
Can you believe they're playing a game in Mexico City again this year? They got to shoehorn themselves into all these different places, and it just isn't necessary. Why are they playing a game in Mexico City? What? Okay, have
fun. In a volatile country that hates us. I don't care what anybody says. You go down there now on vacation, you don't come home.
Doesn't make sense. The Panthers have to go back to Baker Mayfield because P.J. Walker is hurt. Here's Steve Wilks. He seems very happy that he has to go back to Baker. Here's Steve.
We had some reports over the weekend. MRI on PJ revealed a high ankle sprain. So Baker will be the starter this week, along with Sam being the backup. And very excited to get the guys back in the building. Had a brief team meeting, broke off of position meetings, and looking to get out on the field here shortly for a quick walkthrough. Yeah.
Listen, no offense to Steve and anything like that, because I'm sure he's just a terrific guy, but you do not want to keep that going next year. It's not working. I don't care what anybody says. He's not.
That is
like these guys. It happens all the time. The interim guy, they end up giving him the job, like the whole Jock Vaughn thing. And everybody's like, oh, we're just going to name him head coach and just go. And next year, they'll give him the job. And Jeff Saturday, he's just an interim, and then he'll get the job, and then all hell breaks loose because they are not winning with this guy in Carolina. That's all there is to it. I don't care what anybody says. He has not done anything. They won a game in the rain against the Falcons because the Falcons suck, okay? Let's calm down with the Panthers. They're awful, and he's not a good coach. I don't care what anybody says. Let's just get down to it. Let's quit wasting time around here.
He won't be back. None of the quarterbacks will be back. I know there's some money situation work out there. That's going to be a spot after the season. They're going to have a top three pick. Tepper's got a lot of money. You know that he wants to win. He's going to get somebody who, and it's going to be slightly attractive if any of these quarterback guys or guys who aren't coaching right now like any of these quarterbacks coming out because they're going to get to pick their quarterback. They're going to have a pick high enough to do that. You know, whether it's a Sean Payton or somebody else that's going to be able to say, hey, I want to work with Bryce Young, or I want to work with C.J. Stroud. And Tepper's going to pay him a ton. It's going to be attractive for some people, I think, in the offseason.
You don't mind spending. I'm not going to argue with that, but they're going to get their quarterback, and whether the kid likes it or not, he's going to get drafted, and he's going to have to go to Charlotte to play football. But let's just get real here for a second. I think it's and no one's going to like this. It's very unappealing job. That's just an unappealing NFL head coaching job. It's just never worked, and it's just never been good for anybody. Like, who's it been good for? It's just a bad football town and market. I don't care what anybody says. They'll say, oh, it's just such a great city. Everyone loves living in Charlotte. That's true. It is a great city. People love living there. The cost of living, everything else, people love it. It's a great town. It's a vibrant city. There's a lot going on. And sports ain't one of the things making it click. I mean, let's just get down to it. Like, really, they don't win, do they? Does the basketball team win? No, they don't win either. I mean, ever. So I just don't know who wants it. Sean Payton doesn't want to work in Charlotte. Are you kidding me?
We'll see how it goes.
There's no way he's going there.
Baltimore. I don't think he's going to go there either, but we got to see what's going to be open for him. We know where he really
is. That's bottom tier. He's going top shelf. He ain't going to the bottom. He ain't going to the well drinks.
Some of these guys like money, and that guy's got a lot of it. So that's the one thing that I'll say. If he's willing to give Matt Rhule, you know, all that money, I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of money available to who wants to coach the Panthers in the offseason. 12 in Baltimore this week. 12 points for Baker. And I saw John Harbaugh this morning, you know, with the whole, well, we got to be real careful because we know what Baker can do. You know, we've seen him the last few years in Cleveland. Very dangerous. Baker Mayfield coming into Baltimore this week. Very dangerous.
Yeah, I'm not really excited about laying that kind of wood in an NFL game, to be honest with you. But they are bad, and Baltimore is going to beat them.
Not with some of the numbers I'm going to show you later. When we get to that against the spread stuff and what underdogs have done this year, I wouldn't want to be laying that kind of juice either. We will come back. I've got one or two more stops for you, and then I'm going to get into probably in the top of the hour all of those against the spread numbers to date through 10 weeks. So we have a lot more to do, Scotty, here on Coast to Coast.
Like last night, I took that 11 primarily because it was a divisional game and it's just too much wood when you're playing a divisional rival. Thanks, I don't care where the game is or what the weather is. Yep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So what's Dan Campbell saying about his Lions, Carver High?
Well, they've actually won two games in a row. They're going for three this week against the Giants at MetLife. Campbell wants his Lions to continue to grow. Here he is.
So we stay the course here. The trick here will be, we're going into really two games in, 14 days or whatever. That's more of a trick than anything else. But I know this, the most important game is this one coming, and it's the Giants. And so we got to do whatever we need to do to prepare for this one and worry about, Thanksgiving after that.
Actually, doesn't everyone play two games in 14 days?
Yeah, he messed that up there, Dan. I think he was obviously trying to say two games in 4 days. Dan said 14 instead. But hey, he doesn't look like he sleeps much, Scotty, so we got to give him a little bit of a break. He's actually won
they're winning
here recently. They are getting three against the Giants this week in the swamp. I think this is a little tricky. I don't think this is just automatic. Go bet the Giants this week.
Yeah, listen, I told you last week, I was, and I think I was on with Joe Ranieri on In Game Level Access, and I said, I woke up today and I had this feeling the Lions were going to win, that they were going to beat the Bears. And I'm like, nah, it's not happening. Yeah, it is. No, it isn't. Yeah, it is. No, it isn't. Devil on the shoulder, right? And they won. I have the same feeling about this game. I think the Lions can actually perhaps go in and beat the Giants in East Rutherford.
Doesn't it feel like eventually, and listen, I'm not taking anything away from the Giants. They've won all these games. Don't you feel like they're due to lose one of these games at home where it's like kind of close in the fourth quarter? Just eventually maybe it just doesn't go their way and a bounce doesn't go their way and they lose a three-point game at home.
Yeah.
It could be the week. Could be the week with the Lions coming in, that's for sure. We will come back top of the hour. A couple more things in the NFL. Hour two, lion's share college football on a Tuesday, Scotty. A lot to do.
That might even be like the 31-30 game they just won.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.